Is there something un-American going on at George Washington's distillery? WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, reports it's not grist for a rumor mill.
Thanks to the Distilled Spirits Council, there are a lot of Scottish accents here.
We had all five stills running. My name is Dave Pickerell, and I'm the master distiller here at George Washington's Distillery, Mount Vernon.
Washington only made rye, American whiskey, but now?
In consultation with three marvelous master distillers from Scotland, we're trying to replicate a Scottish-style malt here at Mount Vernon in honor of the 100th anniversary of Scotch Whiskey Association.
My name is John Campbell. I'm the master distiller at Lafroy Distillery. To be called Scotch whiskey, it has to be in an oak barrel in Scotland for 3 years. Same rules here, but in Virginia for 3 years.
But there is a purely American angle to all Scotch. According to master distiller for Glenmorangie, Bill Lambsden, it's the aging barrels.
An American oak has a much softer, more sympathetic range of flavors. So we reckon that at least 90% of all Scotch whiskey is matured in American oak these days.
Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
You'll love a good Scottish accent.
Oh, man, that is great.
7:14, 57 degrees, going up to the low to mid 60s today.